Up in Northern California's Tehama County, the soil is unfit for growing grapes and the temperatures are all wrong. So you might think it would take a miracle to make wine there. Instead, a group of monks is relying on hard work and craftsmanship. Lisa Morehouse reports.
The two people working at this winery this morning in the tiny town of Vina seem like an odd pair.
This is a game plan, Christopher. I'm going to turn this on.
One is winemaker Amy Sinceri.
Okay, that's it. Perfect.
The other is brother Christopher, a monk.
We're basically filtering this wine and getting it ready for bottling.
He grew up in California's wine country, but never thought he'd make this stuff, until a religious conversion led him to the Abbey of New Clairvaux in 2004, just a few years after the monks first planted grapes.
Actually, the winery and my vocation have grown up together.
The 20 brothers here live in a walled-off cloister and rarely leave the property.
There's people who don't understand that. They think, what are you guys doing? I mean, there's so many needs in the world, and here you are wearing your pajamas, singing in a barn.
He's talking about their long white robes, their plywood church, and the hours they spend singing, praying, and being silent.
I really believe that it's really important that there are people who are totally 100% devoted to prayer.
But the monks need to work to survive. And though this is their first winemaking venture in the Americas, there's a nearly 900-year-old history of Cistercian vineyards in Europe. Wearing jeans and a navy sweatshirt, Brother Rafael uses electric pruning shears to thin out vines at the Abbey's St. James Vineyard.
What you want is only two clusters.
Originally from Ecuador, Brother Rafael had never grown grapes before. Now, he says, it helps his spiritual growth.
One thing that has been extremely helpful for me is to know myself by pruning. You remove the extra leaves and the canopy. For what?
For the remaining grapes to have space to develop beautifully.
And it's the same with me, you know, in my interior life. So I need to remove what is superfluous.
He's got to contend with unrelenting heat and a loamy soil that's not ideal for grapes. Given these conditions, why would a winemaker like Amy Sinceri get into business with the monks of New Clairvaux?
I like the challenge. If you can make good wines in Vina, you gotta be really good at your craft.
And Sinceri has an additional challenge. The monks pray 7 times a day. But she says working around their schedule is worth it.
I really love working with the brothers. They've got some core values that I hope rub off on me.
She says there's nothing superficial about them.
They're very understanding, very forgiving, very welcoming.
And she says they have incredibly high standards. That contributes to why New Clairvaux's stock sells out, online, at their tasting room, and through their wine club. Back at the winery, Brother Christopher says engaging with the public like that is part of New Clairvaux's mission, even though the brothers are cloistered.
You create a sacred space apart, then you invite people into it.
All to serve a larger purpose.
Whatever we make, we want people, when they experience it, to praise God.
And experience a sip of wine as a divine gift. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Vina, California.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.